Are you tuning in? You know that's how I bring it in. I know y'all hear the crowd. I know they screaming. all right, here we go. I'm so happy today. Welcome to The Occasional Hoopers. I'm your host, Christian, a.k.a. if you knew me before, Smooth Johnson, a.k.a. Smooth. You know, you know how it go. Welcome to the Occasional Hoopers podcast, where we talk about everything from real shit to bullshit. You already know who your host is, but I'm going to introduce you to my co-host, starting to my right. Go ahead.
Yo, what's the deal? It's your girl, Shea Butter. Happy to be back for another one.
Hey, hey, Shea Butter, what's the deal? What's going on, guys? It's Carlin Jeffrey. Some of you may know me from Disney Channel's Amp Farm. You may know me from Strange Things About the Johnsons.
Come on now.
A slew of other things, but I just want to say thank you guys for welcoming me on board officially.
Hey.
Yes.
Talk to them.
Yes. What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Shanice Nicole. C-Note. We are so happy to have you here today. It's nothing but great vibes. Yes. I missed you guys.
Hey. Indeed. It's been a wild week.
It has, and
it's
our family miss you too. Yes,
I
shouldn't
have left you.
Come on, now.
Without a dope podcast to listen to.
Hey,
talk to him.
Listen, I don't know if you guys been on LeBron's social media lately, but he did post that he was watching The Last Dance a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. Do you think LeBron is not satisfied with four rings? Is he gearing towards that fifth ring? Does he feel like he's still chasing?
I definitely think that he's chasing it. I don't think he's done yet. I seen him in a post-game interview. I think it was game five heading into game six, excuse me. But he just had this look on his face, man. And he said, I'm not going to sleep. I'm not resting until the job is done. Mm-hmm. And I think that had a deeper meaning to it. That's just me. What about you guys?
I mean, definitely. He's all in the working out with his little daughter, little Z Day, watching The Godfather, listening to Biddy the Butcher, Griselda, just getting ready already. Mm-hmm. And that's how champions do. It's no off season. We don't get no rest. His team no sleep still.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy being a Laker fan.
Yeah.
A Lakers fan. We win our championship in bunches. You know, we get bundles.
Oh, not the bundles.
Yes, sir.
The bang.
Shout out to the bang. Hey. You know, we don't just get one. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I don't mean, you know, to come at Pat Riley right like that. Oh. But Pat Riley said it. He was like, well, not one, but two. You know, we're going to be right back next year. Mm-hmm. The way that I look at the job is not done. Mm-hmm. The way I look at the Lakers organization. And the way that I look at LeBron is like this. It's consistency. We are one of the most consistent organizations. He's one of the most consistent players. So when the job is not done, it's more so about legacy for him, not just having four rings. He was supposed to have like five or six by now.
Definitely.
I think the pursuit to have more than four is an appropriate pursuit because we have to allow Anthony Davis as Lakers fans to prove himself to us.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. And another thing too, make no mistake, and please don't forget that Jeannie Buss.
Jeannie!
Rob Pelinka.
Rob!
Laker Nation.
They was hating on Rob at first.
Listen. Come on.
LeBron James, want they damn respect.
Yes.
Come on. Come on.
He said it.
You know what? I think We didn't start right. So let me start correctly. Shout outs to the world champion Lakers.
Yes.
Okay. it's a lot of world banners going around. And you know, you get to the second round and you do okay. You get to the third round, you figure out if you got it.
Exactly.
But in that championship round,
ooh,
and all respect goes to Miami.
Definitely.
Tyler Hero.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Bam Adebayo.
Oh, yeah.
Young Bull.
Duncan Robinson.
Yep.
Yes.
He got two last names for a first name.
You got to watch out for those.
Nasty jumper.
Yeah. It's the stank face.
Come on. It's
and then
he
got annihilated after that, but hey, he tried. I'll give him that. He put his heart on the floor.
You got to have that confidence when you play.
You do.
Indeed.
I mean, we look. We as an organization, the Lakers, I say we because I feel like I'm on the team.
Definitely.
We had questions about Kuzma. We had questions about KCP.
I still got those questions about KCP. Yeah.
I don't know if...
put a question mark next to that.
Pre-LeBron, he was all right. I was like, okay, this boy got something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, he just fizzled out. You had a spark when you started. Now you just... Nah, I'm just playing.
Hey, give him a bar.
Man, no, I'm thinking like... And just in regards to LeBron's legacy, I know you guys hear the chatter.
Go ahead.
He's better than Jordan. Is he not better than Jordan? Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, if you're watching Jordan, perhaps just a little bit psychologically, you're thinking, I'm not better than Jordan. I still got to catch this guy.
Listen. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, guys?
Everybody want to be like Mike. Okay, it don't matter when it come down to it. Everybody want to be like Mike. Kobe wanted to be like Mike.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, he got pieces from his great study greats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So who else to look to?
Not only that, Shai, I'm going to ask you this.
Stop.
If you want to become better, should you study what the greats did?
Absolutely. That's how you become successful. And that's actually how I started changing my life. Mm-hmm. Okay, who are the people that I look up to and what do they do every day? Oh, they meditate? Great, I'm meditating every day now. Mm-hmm. They're reading every day? They're reading different books? Oh, okay, they're reading about Black history. They're reading about affirmations and self-empowerment. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, what books did Kobe read? What did Nipsey read? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get those.
Exactly.
Because I'm tired of living my life like I know everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that when you humble yourself and open up yourself, everybody got to look up to somebody.
Exactly.
And to something. Somebody got to be the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm trying to read The Art of War, the 40 however many laws of power. 48. I'm gonna read that and I'll let you know how many laws it was.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely
that part.
But let me ask you all this. The person that set the blueprint, which is Michael Jordan, is he still the GOAT? Is Jordan still the GOAT? Let's unpack this.
I don't want to ask a biased question because my question would be, did he really set the blueprint?
Somebody came before him, too.
Indeed.
He said he modeled his game after Dr. J.
Exactly.
And no disrespect to Los Angeles greats. I'm not saying Kareem is Los Angeles great, but in terms of how he brought championships to our city, UCLA, Los Angeles, we're not going to talk about what he did in high school. And I told somebody, I said, this somebody is just somebody I was speaking with.
Yeah.
Kareem may have won in elementary and in middle school. They had to outlaw the dunk for him.
Yeah.
So for me, when you know, they talk about greats and they talk about Jordan setting the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan set the blueprint about how to be the ultimate, and he may not admit it, but he's the ultimate team player. He didn't take the last shot. Kerr did. I'm not saying that he didn't push off old boy for Utah.
He did, and that's all right. Ref should have called
a valid
it.
Move.
And that's all right. That's okay. But at the end of the day, when you look at The Last Dance, he knew, I got to pass it to Paxton. I got to give it to Scotty. I got to make Dennis feel like he important. Because remember, when Scotty was out and not hooping because he wanted to get that check, Dennis was Michael's go-to man.
Definitely.
So the blueprint that I'm looking at is, from Magic, not Magic, I'm sorry, from Michael, trust your teammates. That's the blueprint that I see.
What set him apart is that killer instinct. You know what I mean? I feel like he knew exactly, as a man, you know exactly when I need to pass it off, I need to assist my teammate, or I need to take this shot myself because I know everyone's game around me. You know what I mean? I know their strengths and their weaknesses, but I know at this is, I have to do it at this time. It's divine. It's something that you know when you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like he possesses that for sure.
Definitely. But, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But Shanice, I'll ask you this.
Yeah, sure. Uh-oh.
It's not bad at all.
Let's see.
Blueprint for Michael, did it come from him or did it come from the GM? Because they built the team around him so that he can be his most successful. Hiring Phil Jackson, drafting Scottie Pippen, trading for Dennis Rodman is the blueprint to be one in one with your star player. so to speak. You get what I'm saying?
You know what? I think it's a mixture of both. When I'm watching Jordan and I watch The Last Dance myself, it's like people don't talk about this enough. Hmm. Like Mike essentially molded Scotty. Like I hear the Scotty talk. Oh, he had Scotty. He had Scotty, but he didn't win with Scotty. Mm. When Scotty first got drafted to the Bulls, he didn't win. Mm. Mm-hmm. He had to mold him, turn him into a champion. Mm-hmm. When Phil came, who did Phil coach before?
Nobody.
Mm. Nobody. So he took a coach with no experience, a rookie that had to be developed, to six championships. Six. Undefeated.
A thousand.
Man.
Go ahead, Sino.
Which brings me to this. We know that LeBron had to leave Cleveland and go to Miami in order to learn and understand how to win and become a champion. Not saying he had Dwayne Wade to guide him. Okay? So, just put that out there. You said that.
Yeah, well, that's something, not to interrupt you. That is something that I had touched on last episode when we were talking about it a little bit, about LeBron's legacy and his journey. And, you know, we travel and we pick up things. You know, it's like a little passport. You know, I'm going to go here and I'm going to take this little nugget. I'm going to hold this and then I'm going to insert this when I know it needs to be used. So and that's not something that everyone has. It's definitely a special ability to know, okay, I can bring this out right now with this person in this moment. That within itself is a talent and a gift that LeBron possesses for sure. Something that wasn't taught.
So is chemistry LeBron's? Because I'm not knocking Jordan. I want to make sure we look at, because, you know, I'm
giving rocking flowers.
Jordan today.
Give Ms. Flowers.
I'm rocking Jordan today. Yes. I'm giving him the flowers. The reason why I say that is this, about chemistry. They added Scotty.
Yep.
They added Phil.
Sure.
Now, Mike has to be able to trust them. So, chemistry-wise, to trust somebody, to me, that takes, you know, I believe that when I pass you the ball, when you make the cut, you're going to make that shot. I trust that, coach, when you draw up this play, it's the right play for us. The reason why I'm bringing it to chemistry, and the reason why I'm talking about LeBron and Michael, when you talk about Scotty and Phil, Dwayne Wade, Kyrie Irving. What was the difference in chemistry that made D-Wade and LeBron be more successful than Kyrie and LeBron? Well, if we talk about chemistry, right? Because, like you said, Shanice, Michael didn't win when he instantly got Scotty and Phil. It took some time. Now, LeBron didn't win instantly when he got Kyrie and when he got Dwayne Wade, but it took some time.
I think the difference was is that when he was in Miami, he was already with a champion. So he already, like, okay, you already won it? Yeah, I'm going to listen to your advice. So by that time, when he went back to Cleveland to be with Kyrie, Kyrie kind of wanted to be that guy, but he didn't have the experience to give out those roles or those commands. And I think it was maybe some light jealousy there or some envy or something was off there where Kyrie didn't really trust LeBron's word and thought he was the man and he was going to be the guy. And that's where the breakdown was. You have to be meek, which means that you're teachable.
To piggyback on what you said, sis, like, I think it's maturity too.
Indeed. Definitely.
Indeed.
Kyrie is extremely talented. He should be the best point guard in the NBA. But why? Why isn't he the best point guard in the NBA? Is he, when you look at a Steph Curry,
leadership and injuries?
But when you look at Chris Paul and Stephen Curry, they have poise. They possess this type of maturity. And I think Kyrie lacks that. So I'm a bit excited to see how him and how he and KD mold in Brooklyn. Because
they kind of have the same kind of mindset a little bit. So it's a little different. But just to ask a question and bring it back a little bit towards legacy and those blueprints, what do we think about LeBron and AD and carrying on the Laker tradition, you know, with everything that Kobe's done for us? What do we think about someone being able to go, okay, I look up to this person and I want to do what they do, and he actually accomplished that goal. What do we think about that?
Hold on, Shay. Let me make sure that we leave this topic to move on to your topic.
Okay.
Does LeBron watching the Last Dance documentary, does that put a hindrance on his legacy or not? That way we can move on to this, because that's a good question.
To me, that's fuel to the fire, baby. I'm ready for another one. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yeah, no, I agree. And we talked about that blueprint and looking up to people and being teachable, like Sis said. So no, not at all.
I mean, next week he may be on his story watching Muse or something like that. True. You know? Mm-hmm. So study all everything. Everything is knowledge. It's out there.
Indeed.
So Shay, to come back to the question that you posed, can you just reiterate one more time so that we're able to answer that directly?
So I was just saying, what do we think about, did LeBron do what he said he was going to do and carry it on for Kobe in the right way? And also, what other things do we need to do this again and keep carrying on tradition?
Ooh, I think he's doing it. He's definitely doing, he's keeping his promise, as he always has. I feel like I can't wait for more. I can't wait to see the growth and development of AD continuing to grow into that superstar and being the guy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I can't wait for that, especially because I know the knowledge that LeBron is passing on to him right now is just instant jewels. So, yeah, I feel as if they're definitely going to carry on that tradition.
I've been hearing swirls about possibly CP3 coming to the Lakers.
Stop.
So if he comes, then that's a guaranteed championship.
Definitely.
In itself. If they don't get CP3, and you know I say reckless stuff, so I'm going to say something reckless.
Say it.
Do it.
Say it.
The Golden State Warriors will be the NBA champions next year.
If you they don't get CP3 first. Or just anyone better
if
at the guard position.
If you all don't get CP3.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody write this down.
Write it down.
We can go back and revisit.
Write it down.
We're
going to
have
write
a whole new segment.
Yeah. Write it down.
Holding people accountable for things that they put out there. We're going to, take note of that, please, Christian.
I'll put it in my notes.
Because we are going to unpack that again when the time comes.
It's going to be so exciting.
It's going to be a very cool segment.
So, okay, look. So, CP3 to the Lakers. Championship.
Yes.
And no one else.
It won't be. Man, if we get CP3.
His leadership alone. That's like, come on.
Nah.
That's unfair.
That locker room is going to be amazing because aren't LeBron and CP3 great friends?
Amazing friends.
All right, two things. Before we continue, shout out to Third Wheel Podcast Studios for allowing us to be in here.
Yes, sir.
We just so appreciative. Shout out to our engineers today.
Get a button.
Thank you so much. Now
the engineer.
The engineer. Now, for our listeners, when you talk about Chris Paul, I had a lot of heartbreak. 2011, 2012, we were supposed to get Chris Paul. Now, if you say today, right?
Yeah.
Rondo and CP3 had a fight, right?
Rondo did spit on him.
He
gleeked like baseball players do, real slick like.
He gleeked. But CP3 is known to be a very agitating competitor. So the difficulty that I have is the chemistry with CP3 and Rondo.
Will we keep Rondo?
You have to let him go.
Can they stay in the locker room together? Rondo might have to. They might have to make that swap.
Gotta get him out of there.
Give his veteranship to someone else. We need another team.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is, we want to repeat.
Definitely.
We want to figure out how we can repeat.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
Yeah.
For LeBron, it's not about getting to the playoffs.
Yeah.
For the Lakers, as an organization, even as fans, we don't even celebrate the playoffs. That's a given. That's a given. We don't even celebrate going to the conference finals. That's a given. It's the Lakers Invitational. I don't mean to be rude, but no, I'm just saying the Lakers have been to the finals more than any other team. We've been probably maybe 32, 33 times.
And we're going to do it again.
And we're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. So 100%, we need to look at different aspects of how we can run our team, who can fit on our team. Coming back to CP3. Let's come all the way back to CP3. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the way back.
Yeah.
Shanice, you think CP3 is a better fit than Rondo?
I do. I do think CP3 is a better fit than Rondo. I mean, Rondo is great. He's an all-time great player. And I think he's great defensively.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at, again, just the age thing. LeBron is getting older. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to save those minutes, peel back those minutes. And then we talked about being injury prone. Anthony Davis is injury prone himself.
Mm-hmm.
So if AD goes out and LeBron minutes has to be like pushed back a little.
They do.
Who's going to play for us? Kuzma?
Nah.
Oh, like I'm also looking at the competition. Next season, the Clippers will be back. I don't care what y'all say. They will be back. They will be back.
Oh, yeah.
The Warriors, they are coming
back. You think they
back.
Are forced to be reckoned with?
Of course.
Definitely.
Dallas.
It's going to look different next season.
Shay, touch on it, though. Wait. Shay, touch on it, though, because you said definitely about the Warriors.
Don't count Steph Curry and them out.
Man.
They coming back, and it's going to be on and popping.
I really dislike their reign. They had a reign that just went
because
on.
It felt wrong.
It felt
KD
so
should have never went there.
So
that's
wrong.
A whole nother discussion,
yeah,
though.
It felt
so
like
I won't even
robbery.
Unpack that right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we are still celebrating this championship.
100.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I do just want to kind of take a little quick left and, you know, put everybody up on game about that new playlist.
Oh,
right
okay.
Oh, you understand? Yeah. Art pieces up there glistening. You
talk
understand me?
Yeah.
So we are stepping into the butter zone right now.
Ooh.
Talking
about,
into it.
You know what I mean? Talking about some music. I'm your girl, your media girl, Shay Butter.
Talk about it.
And we do have a new playlist out with LeBron doing that thing on that cover, celebrating. It's definitely in order. It's time. Yeah. And you guys can pick that up on my Apple Music. I'm at Around the Way Girl on Apple Music and Spotify, but we do have a different segment that we are going to be talking about a little bit. We are reviewing a playlist today.
Come on.
It's called I Used to Love Her, and I'm going to let Chris tap into that real quick.
Yes.
As we leave this very controversial topic.
It's a small detour.
Yes.
Small detour. But, I mean, all champions at the end of the day, all players need to get into a zone.
Mm-hmm. That moon music.
All athletes, all people need to find their space. And Shay, I'm so appreciative of her bringing us the music.
Yeah.
So as we jump into it, we jump into the playlist. So I used to love her. I love that playlist. Me personally, I was listening to it on the way up. Now, there is a softer side to everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right? There's even a softer side to basketball. You know, if you got a soft touch, it might go in the basket.
Shout outs to
Pau Gasol with that soft touch. But
Powie.
Hip hop, right? We're talking hip hop. Mm-hmm. Talking music. We're talking I Used to Love Her. Now, when we look at it, right? We all want to find a way to maintain our aura, right? Meaning if you gangster, quote unquote, if you a tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to show your love. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you're on the court dunking on people, when you go home, you can't dunk on your wife.
Yeah.
You just can't.
You can't do it.
So, like, winding down, calming down and relaxing after we was just high.
Mm-hmm.
And we being the Lakers. We was up here.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's wind it down a little bit. Just bringing it down a little bit. So, if we're looking at music and we're looking at this playlist, right, the first one I'm going to just look at, that DMX track.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love the beginning when they're arguing.
It's
my favorite part.
Come on.
That's one of my favorite videos from DMX alone. That video right there is ridiculous. It's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
I just love how DMX always kept it real. You know what I mean? And whether it be with relationships or whether it be his activities within the streets, he's always kept it real. So, yeah. Continue on. I love that video, so I just want to throw that in there.
No, no doubt,
amazing
no doubt.
Video.
And not only that, I just want to know, Shay, with you introducing the song in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
I already took from it falling in love and falling out of love. That's just me listening to it. I felt like, you know, we fall in love, we fall out of love, we try to make love work. You know what I'm saying? Just as a people. What made you want to start the playlist with that song in particular?
So before I answer that, one thing I do want to say is that we are covering this is because we have a lot of different types of content, right? So we're talking about sports, we're talking about music, our culture, what's going on in the world. And so every week I work on these playlists and we all focus together as a group to bring extra content to you guys. And so right now we're just talking about my playlist that are on Apple Music. It's all kinds of genres. I've organized, I've arranged, I've made the art pieces. And if you love music and the game and anything you want, it's right there for you, any type of genre of music, just to unpack that. But to answer your question, what was your question again?
No.
My bad. Hey, I just wanted to, like, my bad.
You get. Why was DMX your choice for the opening of the playlist?
That's a great question. The reason that I opened up with that is because to me, DMX is one of the hardest rappers ever.
Ooh. No, yeah.
I mean, straight dog, you know what I mean? Like, and so for him to kind of go into that lane, I mean, I remember when the first album came out, you know what I'm saying? And we was all in the streets with it, like,
come on.
Stop. Drop, shut him down, open up shop. You know what I'm saying? He out there with dogs barking with the Pele leather overalls on with the shirt and tats, One Love Boomer on the back. And so just to see somebody so hard, like, show that vulnerable side, like, I really admired that because it showed his versatility. And that's what hip-hop is. It's not this hard genre that everybody makes it out to be. You know, we're the platform people take from us. We are the blueprint. You can find influence in all of our artists, whether you're talking about a Kid Cudi, a Jay, a DMX, whoever, like, we do it all. So I just went with X because, I mean, he's one of the hardest ones. And for him to do, like, a love song per se, like, that was just the right way to get it popping.
That part right there. Now, I also seen one of my favorite tracks is by Pharrell and Snoop. That's That Girl. Now,
good time of hip-hop.
It's something about that girl.
A great time in hip hop with the Neptunes production.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's something about that girl.
Yeah.
That I just can't say. You know what I'm saying? I can never hold back my feelings. You know. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my bad.
Rap to him.
But that is true. Because I feel like hip hop comes from just us as people wanting to be poetic, but also wanting to tell our story. And I feel like blues, rhythm and blues, it's a love story. You got to have love for something. And, you know, behind all of that, we got love for those who support us. You feel me? And for our significant others, regardless of who it is, you know, we try to do our best to show them that even as who I am, I still love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might show my love in an unorthodox way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on now. I mean, you got, let's look at this. LL Cool J. You know what I'm saying? Love You Better.
That's Pharrell on production. Again, that's the Neptunes.
Oh, my goodness.
The way it even starts, like, he's harmonizing in the beginning, and it's just like, this is for my number one.
Jump on that. I'm a video guy myself.
Go ahead, sir.
When my man came through, back with the puppy.
Stop playing.
You know what I'm saying? And the 360 Medina, the Ferrari. Not messing around.
Talk to him.
He was going to love her better. You know what I'm saying?
Stop playing.
Talk to him. What you think about that, sis?
No, if we can just really just unpack how underrated LL really is.
Talk about it.
Man, come on.
Like, when we hear...
It's hard as hell.
Right? The top MCs of all time, your GOATs.
Come on.
LL is never... in discussion.
Like, he might deserve his own show, his own whole segment from us out of respect.
How many records have LL given us? 12 maybe? Was it 12, sis, maybe? 11, 12?
You talking about just like classic singles?
Just records. Just.
Man.
Albums.
Albums. Albums.
Yeah.
He already had 10 in the water with the Paradise.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on.
I mean, I'm trying to go back to it. That's why my name is Around the Way Girl. Just so you can really understand me, like, since she's speaking on LL Cool J. Do we know what an Around the Way Girl is?
Talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so an Around the Way Girl is a girl that She has book smart and street smart. Mm-hmm. She could chop it up with the fellas, or she can, you mm-hmm. know, get dolled up and go out with the ladies and take fellas. She could do whatever she want to do.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
She's just not one dimensional. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. that's another reason why that list is called I Used to Love Her Too, because hip hop is actually a woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about it.
And mm-hmm. to me, it's all like we're like a diamond. A diamond has a lot of different layers mm-hmm. to it. Indeed. We can yes. shine bright. We do many things. And to me, like me, Shanice, we around the way girls.
If mm-hmm. I can, since I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
How does hip-hop console you? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much music out there that there's a song for every feeling or every emotion I've ever had. I mm-hmm. just got to find it. Mm-hmm. So the journey of finding music actually never stops. I yes. think I know a lot about music. I really don't. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to learn about it. I realize that when I'm sad and I feel away, I need to put on mm-hmm. a Miles Davis record sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I need to just flip the script and put on Coltrane or Billie Holiday or Nina Simone. Like, it's just not all about the 90s sometimes.
Yep. Exactly.
And I think that there's a song for every mood and every emotion, and it's actually therapy mm-hmm. because you can take that. I call it like a eargasm. Mm-hmm. You know, you
Real
can
talk.
Take that in. That's like medicine for your yes. soul, and to just lift you up or to motivate you. Or that's what we talking about, mood music, life music.
Yes.
Yo, speaking of eargasm, I just got to give a quick shout out. I know a media group right now. They do interviews with different artists. It's called mm-hmm. Eargasmic.
Okay.
They do interviews with different artists. Mm-hmm. They talk about music. They talk about everything. Even those who do poetry.
What was the name of that, Christian?
Eargasmic.
Where can we find them at?
You can find them on Instagram, Eargasmic. They have a website as well. Shout out to Tyler Kimani. That's the homegirl.
Shout out to Tyler.
She's been doing her thing mm-hmm. for some time now. Yeah. But when you bring it up, just like you said, there's a song for every mood.
Mm.
And just bringing it back to where we are with the playlist, Flashy Lights.
Oof.
Kanye.
Yep. Oof.
When Kanye was on something different.
Always on something different.
But there's a... even with what you said, like with hip-hop, right? Hip-hop being a woman and a round-the-way girl. If you look at that girl, and just I'm looking at this song in particular, that girl being the one by Pharrell and Snoop Dogg, mm-hmm. Flashy Lights being by Kanye West, mm-hmm. they're talking about a down-to-earth woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, Flashing Lights, they're actually talking about a girl that's in, she's doing too much.
Exactly. You think so?
But no, absolutely.
She don't believe in shooting stars.
She just believe in shoes
oh,
and cars.
Oh, word.
Coop tore from the store's departments. You more like love to start yeah. shit.
I'm more
the trips to Florida.
Order the order.
Views of the water.
But come shit, on. It sound like Kanye was on his high class shit too.
Low key, it's like a Billie Jean record.
I get you. Okay.
A Dirty
perfect.
Diana record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. that's what, but they didn't give her a name. It's just called Flashing Lights because she's obsessed with this monster of like entertainment and
exactly.
fame and living off this man's money. That's what the record's about.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to say the reason why I said down to earth though is because I felt like because Kanye was on that vibe.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
When he said, I'm more of the, and he talked about everything else that he was into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. More laid back.
Mm-hmm.
Living.
He's still living a fancy life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not like that. You know, everybody ain't taking trips to Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you in Florida, you only in one place. Maybe two, unless you're going to see, you know, the Disney World. But, you know, hey, yeah. that's just what I got. But I mm-hmm. understand with, no, 100%. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I just think hip-hop, like you said, being... a woman describing it like that, being the type of woman that consoles you, that uplifts you, mm-hmm. that keeps mm-hmm. it real with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't sugarcoat everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything ain't meant to be sugarcoated. Uh-huh. It's a reason why you go from PG-13 and you go to rated R.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. What you think about that, sis?
You know what? This is great conversation. Mm-hmm. You all can honestly answer this question.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Would you marry a woman like hip-hop?
It's hard.
You're going to be, have a lot of baggage with that, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I am hip-hop, so I would have to say yes, and I'll just take her for what she's worth. And that, yeah, definitely.
In the end, I feel as if we kind of all marry I feel. In the, I'm sorry. In
relax.
The end,
you good? Yeah, you good? You good?
Cino got his feet up.
Yeah, you know that what part. I'm saying. What was I gonna say? I feel like in the end, we kind of all marry a woman similar to hip hop because we all kind of go through certain phases. When the song that she speaks about, Common, talking about the hip hop being a woman, she's gone from. You know, shooting guns and, you know, the hood spots to moving over to a more a marketed kind of, you know what I mean? So that's kind of, I feel like in the end, we're all kind of going to date a woman like hip hop. We're all on that evolution and searching for ourselves. You know what I mean? So I must accept you as you are. I must accept hip hop as it is.
No doubt.
As a listener.
Talk to him.
I must accept the fact that hip hop changes just like
evolution.
People change.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, you can't try to... I can't put that woman into one category.
Never a box.
Because if we take it far, right? And I'm really looking at the I Used to Love Her playlist because you go from, yeah, I'm hood, I'm gangster. I'm talking about old hip-hop. You know what I mean? Or even if I'm getting the party started. Old hip-hop got the party started. Let's turn up. Let's have a good time. Right? Then it went to, I got to be gangsta and I got to be hard. Then you got people like LL who always shout out the women. Right?
Yeah. But he started out that way from I Need Love. He was the first hard
Come
rapper.
On. I need love.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was the first one to show the softer side of hip-hop. But speaking of what you're saying, like as far as like the different facets and faces of hip hop, when Common speaks on that record, I purposely left it off the playlist because it was too easy to put the same song that I've named the playlist after. But he tells her story and how, you know, he depicts her as this woman. Like first, you know, she got into it with Ice Cube, you know, and was bucking gangster rap, and she's been passed around through so many hands and so many genres. Like, how is she doing now? We really need to take care of her.
No, 100%. I question for you guys then. Do you feel like hip hop is now more geared towards women, just in terms of?
No.
Well, I'm just looking at it like this. You got more artists who are doing rap and sing as one. You know what I mean? They're going for more, just a more a harmonized sound, which to me, music, when you talk about R&B or if you bring an R&B into hip hop, you are attracting a female listener.
So, it depends on the content. I mean, yeah, we have some artists, you know, like let's say like a Ty Dolla or somebody like that, that can kind of harmonize and sing and have the record that his girl might listen to and his mama might like. You know, but one thing I do want to see a little bit more, like, as far as the women of hip-hop, I mean, I'm not knocking no Sisters Hustle or nothing like that, but, you know, we got, like, young ladies out there trying to put on and be like a Meg Thee Stallion and a Cardi B, like, is that really the right, like, right direction? Now, not everybody can't be, you know what I'm saying, like a Queen Latifah or Lauryn Hill or Missy Elliott, but I think that the game is lacking that, and it's kind of just showing, like, you know, the tight clothes and I'm a bad bitch and I'm this and I'm that, and that's fine for entertainment, but I feel like it's really lacking that other reach one, teach one dimension. And I'm praying for like another artist to come out. Like we got people like, you know what I'm saying? Like No Name and a couple other young ladies out there rapping Tierra Whack. You know what I'm saying? This new chick named Chica, she kind of nice. Snoop Dogg has shouted her out, but we need a lot more of that. And because I feel like young girls are impressionable.
Balance.
And I just need a little bit more balance. And like I said, I'm not knocking no Sister Hustle, but I'm looking for a little bit more hip hop from a little bit more evenness and balance from the ladies of the game of hip hop.
I truly feel that because of with the J. Cole's of the world, as far as the males are concerned, we definitely, I wouldn't mind hearing a modern day Queen Latifah spit.
Or Queen can just come on back out.
She totally could, and I would listen.
You know what I'm saying? I'll buy that album. Shout out to Queen Latifah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's a message because you're still saying that today. And that came out, what, 20 years ago? Come on, man.
And things like that stick with me. So.
And besides all that, like speaking of Queen Latifah, like aside from Michael Jackson, Queen Latifah was the only one where her video would debut on Fox 11 at 8 o'clock at night on a Sunday. Michael Jackson is the only other one. That's a powerful woman right there.
Off top, and
that was the right message being put out at 8 o'clock on night on a Sunday night when we got to go to school and get ready in the morning. And I was able to see Queen Latifah as the last thing before my eyes closed. Who you calling up? And I'm like, okay, I'm a strong young black woman. I ain't taking no shit from nobody. The queen said it.
You know what's crazy,
and my mama
though?
Too, though. Shout out to my mama.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, it just shows me further how hip-hop is a woman, because we learn what we learn, yes, from our dad. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take away fatherhood
and our
off
mom.
Top.
Okay, okay.
Our mom, I think that's mothers, they play such a role in your upbringing. Indeed. In terms of, like, behavior-wise. Mm-hmm. How you behave. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. Your mama might tell you, all right, I'm going to tell your daddy.
Exactly.
You're running scared.
But your mama told you first.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because she know, oh, your dad would want you to act like this. And the reason why he would want you to act like this, because I wouldn't be with him if he wasn't acting right in the first place.
I was more scared of my mama.
And it all falls down.
Yeah, talk about
too.
It.
I was more scared of my mom. My dad, as a girl, I knew I could get away with stuff with my mom. Like, no, I was more like, where was my mother going to think? Like, I'm going to be in trouble. I know it. Yeah. Damn.
That part.
I mean, if we can just go back a bit and really think about what is pioneering the world right now, capitalism. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so challenging for Black artists to make the music that we need, that substance, because these companies, advertisement, or whichever they're working for, it's like, I want this product. This is what's going to make you a lot of money and me a lot of money. So are you an Angela Davis, or do you want that money? Mm-hmm. And nine times out of 10, I hate to say it, people want the money. Definitely. So how can we get to a point where people are more political, mindful, and for advocating Black rights, looking at ancestry, just looking back in time, and how can we get that old school, just that movement back, that just mindfulness, that conscience?
Now is the time. Mm-hmm. I feel like now is definitely the time, coming off of the things that we're just coming off of. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's perfect to segue right into that.
Right now. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Everything else needs to be squashed and deaded. That's why I feel like hip hop, we need a board. to where we're
hip hop is not playing its part right now. It's not enough artists. I mean, you still on the gram holding money to your ear.
What are we doing?
Like, meanwhile, now I'm not even going to say all the stuff because we already know, but it's just like, like I said, I'm not knocking no one hustle, but you eating. Yeah. But that's just material things that you're able to buy with that money, because you're not really putting out like a message. Like, you doing it here and there, but I know that you have a platform, the tools, the artistry to do it a little bit more. And the more people hear these positive messages, they may hold on to that and they may start talking different and acting different and doing different. Mm-hmm. But if you always out there and you putting on, the young folk going to want to try to put on. Mm-hmm. And then we forget, and then boom, it's like they didn't do nothing wrong to us. Everybody's forgotten again until something else happens, and then everyone's enraged again. We cannot let up.
We can't. The thing that I think would help in terms of how can hip hop improve things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just like the NBA did, utilize your platform.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Because it matters so much.
They did that.
Utilize your platform. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to dive too much deep into that.
Ooh,
that's another one.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Off top. But hip hop, not only is it a culture of music, not only does it affect basketball, but also affects what you wear. Mm-hmm. And since we're talking about what you wear, and we're talking about what you rocking, I'm going to introduce something new to y'all.
Yeah,
I'm coming to y'all with the great help of my team. I'm going to give it to C-Note. We talking about the shoe of the week. Go ahead, C-Note.
Okay, yo, what's up, guys? For the Hooper shoe of the week, I've selected the Nike LeBron 18 Melon Tint.
Woo!
Yes, round of applause. Yes. Helping secure the Lakers' 17th title. Yes, helping secure the Lakers' 17th title, as well as his fourth Finals MVP trophy. LeBron dropped 28th playoff career triple double with 28 points, a whopping 14 rebounds, as well as 10 assists in this shoe. The Nike LeBron 18 features a full-length Air Zoom unit and a Max Air unit in the heel for ultimate comfort on the court or for the occasional Hooper's day-to-day activities.
Nike, call this man and give him a deal.
Listen,
the Air C-Note.
The shoe is fixed of a Knitposite 2.0 along with the translucent outsole. Now, Game 6 wasn't the first debut of this colorway. LeBron broke out this melon tint for Game 4's victory against the Heat, pulling them back out for Sunday's championship win. Mm. The melon tints have already been launched at select retailers overseas, but have yet to get a release date in the States. Now I have a question for my Hoopers at home and for my Hoopers on the panel. Are you guys rocking it? Are you selling it or are you hooping it? The Nike LeBron 18 Hooper Shoe of the Week.
Woo! Talk to him.
Yeah. I'm going to say this.
What you doing?
I'm a rocket.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm with that.
I might not hoop in them. Okay. And the reason why, I own a pair of LeBrons. Okay. I got the 17s.
Okay.
I almost rolled my ankle the other day.
Come on now.
And it's not because the shoe don't give support.
Okay.
It's just the way the shoe was built in terms of the style of play.
Mm-hmm.
I like to tiptoe on the court. I like to dance a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you got to have a little power when you're rocking them LeBrons.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm rocking them, okay. But I'm also not hooping. I'm not hooping in them, but I'm going to play a game of horse.
Okay.
I'm going to play a game of horse in these LeBrons.
Okay.
Because I want to be stylish. I don't want to mess them up. But again, I do need that support when I'm hooping. Mm-hmm. But this is my horseshoe, so I can get my swag on and look cute.
Talk about
and still drop buckets.
I'm hooping in those for
sure.
Yeah, I'm stepping back on them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm bringing the ball through them, euro stepping on them. Yeah, I'm finger rolling, all that in them.
Mm-hmm.
And fire. It's a beautiful shoe. Yes. I was telling C-Note that some were speculating that color, that orange shoe, is kind of like tying into that Wheaties box a little bit.
Yep. Hey. It does.
Because, you know, he is that cover athlete. And so mm-hmm. that could have been a little play off that.
Mm-hmm.
But beautiful shoe. It looks mad comfy. I haven't had a chance to try them on. My favorite LeBrons was the twos, the ones with the removable strap.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was one of my favorite shoes of all time. But mm-hmm. I'm definitely, that's a shoe I need to definitely hoop in for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm copping two pair. I'm copping
one to stock.
I need to have it in stock. Because I know with just this stat line alone in this shoe, I know people are going to want to get their hands on this shoe.
Talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm keeping hold of it. So for when it does resell, I can break them out and bust them out and be like, ha-ha, you know what I'm saying?
That part.
Talk to
these dead stocks. Yeah. You dig what I'm saying?
I just brought these on out. They've been sitting in my club about 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Exactly.
That part.
That part. We on the same
Yeah,
page.
No doubt.
So look, I want you guys,
it's a
the
nice
listeners.
Pixie note.
No, definitely. You know what? It is a nice pick. If y'all like that pick, please go on the page, like the picture.
Yes.
Let us know what y'all think about the shoe.
Any other suggestions of shoes we should talk about?
Come on.
What you guys like? What's popping? What's about to drop?
Yes.
Come on. Mm-hmm. And I also want you guys to definitely tap in with C-Note. Tap in with Shay. Tap in with Shanice.
Tap it in.
Yes.
Let's look at one more thing. I don't want this to pass us up. We're gonna bring y'all shoes of the week every week.
Mm-hmm.
But no doubt. We are the occasional hoopers, right?
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
We've been having a fun discussion through text, and we've been talking about like fictional hoopers.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, when I say fictional hoopers, yes, fictional characters that balled out.
Balled out.
And the occasional hoopers, we have built a team. And I know if you see him on the screen, you know who it is. Shout out to Wizard. Motherfucking Kelly.
Wizard Kelly.
The Proud Family Kelly, rapping.
Y'all.
Come on. He's the owner of the Occasional Hoopers basketball team. And, you know, Wizard Kelly, thanks to Shay, we was able to dive real deep into who he was and who he is and who he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Magic Johnson.
Magic.
Shout out to the creators of the Proud Family for even thinking to put Wizard Kelly as the individual that represents basketball in that world. Now, the reason why I wanted Wiz to be our team captain is just because our team owner for the fantasy team, just because you never see his face.
Exactly.
You know he
mysterious, is it?
You know what? You actually see his face twice, and they didn't want me to provide that image, but I know what Wizard Kelly looks like. He's been shown twice in the series.
Look, he looked like a
team owner. Please, dog.
I will say, do you want that ruined, or you want to just remember him like that? I have the footage. Shanice has the footage.
Yeah, damn, y'all.
Is this
Shanice had to see it. Hey, she didn't believe it.
Pull up the next one. Rashad, pull up the next one.
We don't have it. Oh, we're going to just move on past
See,
I don't
want to
break. It's like finding out like Santa Claus isn't real or something, you know? So I didn't want to bring out that picture.
He got a face.
Wait. So that's our team owner. Let's look at our...
All right, you just want to push past that.
Yeah, the only reason why... And the only reason why I'm pushing past it is because we got so many great players on this team.
We do. We really do.
That I want y'all to look at.
The all-star lineup.
All-star lineup. Our point guard. Who is our point guard, Shay?
Oh, yeah. Young Reezy.
Young Reezy!
Young Reezy! Riley Freeman from one of our favorite shows of Come all on. Time. Shout out to Aaron Magruder. It is coming back on HBO Max, y'all. That's an exclusive. Yeah. Aaron will be back for that fifth season. He had took that break and went and did Black Jesus, and someone else had wrote the fourth one. But he is coming back for the fifth season, and that's only going to be on HBO Max, just to put you on game and for the real fans.
Young Reezy had handles.
The best The best handles. I think he could be Kyrie. That's why. I know he could be Kyrie. I know it.
Talk about it. And look, who we got as our shooting guard on the team? Our shooting guard is, who is our shooting guard, Cena?
Ooh, it's Kyle Watson. I had to go with Kyle Watson from above the rim. The reason why I gave Kyle Watson was because just all the adversity that he was facing, from his head coach to the streets with Birdie.
that part.
to even
rest in peace to Tupac.
Rest in peace, my man. To even the adversity with his mother and his mother moving on with the relationship. He was dealing with a lot of adversity, but his mental fortitude was there.
And he bought up.
And I know I can trust him passing the ball, assisting my teammate. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
He gonna take the game winning shot.
Hey, talk about it. Talk about it.
Mental fortitude.
Hey, mental fortitude all the way. And then we got for our small forward. Who's our small forward on the team? Who we got? Was it Who was our small forward? Let me
see. The small forward, wasn't it Stretch from NBA Street?
I think so.
I think we did go Stretch.
We went Stretch.
I think we went Stretch.
Definitely went Stretch.
Yes, we did go Stretch.
And why did we pick Stretch? I just want to know.
We picked Stretch because Stretch is a monster, okay? Ooh. He has the handle of a Kareem as far as like the sky hook and the post
Come
up.
Come on. Mm.
But he can handle the ball like a Kyrie Irving.
Come on.
So he's just kind of like one of those like legends, you know what I mean? Like. Yeah. He's been in a multitude of NBA Street games. Not only that, we have seen him in NBA Jam as a special character.
That part.
And he was also in SSX, the snowboarding game. So, you know, people forget about Stretch, man.
Let me ask you.
NBA Street, baby.
Is Stretch supposed to be Dr. J? Or like a knockoff Dr. Because I remember
they
when
did
I,
have him in the Philly jersey on
right.
Thursday,
they
too.
Did.
They
Come
did.
Come on.
They did. Yeah, they did.
That game breaker, I used to throw it off the back of the
dinner served. That's what that was called.
Not the dinner.
That was that first one. Man, I was out there playing for money. You understand me? Like, I'm not a betting woman, but I was like, where your money at? Because I remember, but on a serious note about NBA Street, that game changed the game.
Yeah.
I used to actually be in the video game industry, and I used to go to this thing called E3.
Ooh,
and E3 is when all the games that's coming out next year, like, you could play them.
Yeah.
And when that game was in the EA booth, okay, like, it was me just to scroll my little backpack, my cameras and shit. Hey. I looked like I was just like a little a little sightseer, and I didn't know what I was doing, but I seen that game, and I was like a moth to the flame. Like, bam, I'm just up there playing. And before I knew it, when I looked back, in back of me, when my game was over, it was like 70 dudes in back of me watching me play that game.
Damn.
And I was like, damn, this is my game. And that's that game. You know how you have that game that you master?
Yeah. Oh, that's
and
the
like,
game.
Ain't nobody seeing me in this game. I don't care what you talking about. We could bet every dime I got, I will beat you. Yeah. That for me, that volume one, that was that game. So shout out to Stretch Monroe. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Stretch. Mm-hmm. And who's go ahead. See,
I was just gonna say 2K before it was 2K.
That part.
No.
I'm just putting that out
part,
there.
That part.
It's a special game. They need to bring
shout
that
out
back.
2K.
If EA, somebody hit up EA.
Yeah.
And you can't, y'all drop the ball with NBA Live. But listen to me, I got the business plan for you, EA.
Come on,
EA Live. You wanna come back and just take some of 2K shine.
Talk about it.
EA Sports, please. Mm-hmm. It's in my nightly prayers, okay?
Talk about
please
it.
Please bring back NBA Street. And somebody tell them if you know a CEO, a head person, please.
Mm-hmm. Bring it back.
Bring it back,
and
bro.
Bring the occasional Hoopers on deck. So
there you go.
We can be on the black top.
You could be like
Bonafide. You know what
like
I'm
that
saying?
Little Iverson point guard.
Exactly.
That would be like you.
Let's do all that.
I already got the haircut for it.
Yeah, you
stop
do.
Stop playing with it.
You got the, you know what I'm saying, the kid in play.
And wait,
good.
Who's
the
our...
Bobby Brown, you know what I'm saying? He looks smooth.
Who's our power forward? Is our power forward? We got a PF.
Wait, I thought the point guard was Uncle Drew.
It was supposed to be.
Oh,
yeah.
Uncle Drew.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Drew. I wasn't going to say nothing.
Nah, say that. Wasn't that your pick?
Yeah.
Shanice,
you got to talk.
My bad.
Like,
sorry about that,
you
sis.
Feel me? Nah.
So why Uncle Drew? Why Uncle Drew?
Yeah.
We talked about it earlier. I mean, could you imagine a more mature Kyrie Irving?
With the knowledge,
come on. In the movie, Uncle Drew, he has this kind of this love for the game of basketball, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The foundation of it, the X's and O's.
Mm.
So put that ideology on a young Kyrie, and he has modern day handles.
Best
PG in the league right there. So that's why I chose him to be our floor general, because he'd be dangerous.
Tap into his Uncle Drew spirit animal.
Riley got it.
Hey, young blood.
Hey, young blood.
Yeah. So wait a minute. I guess Uncle Drew is the shooting guard then.
Basically,
And young Reezy is the point guard. Mm-hmm. And then we got
Sydney.
Nah, we didn't have
no. No. We went with
Fat Albert. What's
Kylie?
Small forward. He went from shooting guard to small forward.
Okay.
And then our power forward
was Stretch. And then who was the center?
The center was all right. This is my pick. I picked Wiz.
His whole body language changed. He's pulling away, y'all.
Look, I watched Fat Albert, the movie. I watched a couple of Fat Albert cartoons.
And he wear Fat Albert FUBU stuff, y'all, still to this day. Line. Up against the wall at Fox Hills. He got it all.
And he got the Coogee sweater on.
The Coogee sweater.
Coogee down to my socks.
But the reason why I picked...
Ring and watch.
Real talk. I picked Fat Albert because I feel like he's the ultimate leader. He can lead a gang.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He's always uplifting everybody. He's always keeping the body, everyone in high spirits. Mm-hmm. And if you remember the Fat Albert movie, all right, the main reason why I picked Fat Albert is because you need a big man to run the floor. Fat Albert, fast as fuck. Look, and not only that, though, if you watch the movie, he dusted Omarion.
He did.
So without Albert running the floor, we getting post ups, we getting fast breaks. Mm-hmm. Can't nobody see Fat on the block.
Come on, man.
Then you see he rocking the Coogee sweater.
You know he gonna drip it out.
Yeah.
You know he gonna drip it out.
Nothing but drip.
Yeah. But clean for sure.
That's our team right there. So those are the players of the occasional Hoopers starting five and our team owner. Mm-hmm. We're gonna come to y'all with the rest of the team. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna laugh. But the rest of the team gonna be amazing.
Definitely.
If you guys could bring up any other fictional characters that you think we should even consider or that you feel that will be a part of your starting five, please comment. Please let us know. Mm-hmm. Post pictures. Tag the occasional Hoopers. Tag TOH. Tag any one of us. You could tag Shanice Nicole. You could tag Carlin Jeffrey. You could tag Tim's and Hoodies. And that's Shay, of course. Or you could tag me, the occasional Hoopers. You already know Shay Butter Baby. You know how we do.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Talk to him, you know? Yeah.
But this has been a lovely episode. Mm-hmm. It's sounding really good so far. Make sure you guys all tap in. We already got 3 playlists out. This is our 4th playlist that we're putting out. Mm-hmm. It's the occasional Hoopers, the championship edition. Mm-hmm. We got LeBron on the front. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tap in with Shea Butter on your Apple Music.
Mm-hmm. You can find that in the link tree. Mm-hmm. In our bios.
Talk about it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hop on our Instagram. We do have a link tree. You click that and it'll just take you everywhere you want to be down with us. We want you to be down with us. Everything we do, we need you guys to be a part of it. So we got links for Apple Music, Spotify, the podcast. We got merchandise on Amazon. A lot more stuff coming. So just tap in. We want to be connected with y'all.
Come on. And you know what? I really want y'all to let me know what y'all think about the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And please let me know who you guys want to add to a fictional team. You know what I'm saying? Like, your team. You know there's some ballers out there.
Mm-hmm. We might have forgotten some people.
Come on. Exactly. And, you know, like, I'm just, again, the occasional Hoopers, we here. We so happy to have everybody here today.
Mm-hmm.
Full roster. The roster is here today.
Squad.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Starting four.
Yes. Come on. Starting four. You know what I'm saying? You know what we do. Mm-hmm. But again, I appreciate you guys. Make sure you tap in, everybody. Make sure, I'm going to let everybody go around one more time. Give out your handles, everything, where everybody can find you. Starting to my left. Go ahead, Shanice.
What's up, guys? It is your girl, Shanice Nicole. Again, follow me, Shanice_Nicole, Instagram. I'm on Twitter as well, Shanice_Nicole, no Facebook.
That part.
Yo, what's the deal, baby? It's your boy C-Note, a.k.a. Carlin Jeffrey, a.k.a. C-Note. I'm just playing with you. But you guys can follow me on Instagram, which is just my name, CarlinXJeffrey. That's my name, Carlin X Jeffrey. Follow me up, guys.
Mm-hmm. That part.
Also, too, make sure you check out C-Note on YouTube. He got a new song. What's that song you got called?
Oh, yeah.
With you cleaning up the Audi and everything. Yeah. Drop your
let him know.
Final lap.
Yeah, please look him up on YouTube. Yeah. You know She's what I'm saying? Under C-Note. Final lap. It's a banger. I was listening to it. You did a great job, bro.
Yeah.
But one more time, it's your girl, Shea Butter. You can find me on Instagram at Tims and Hoodies. Spell all out. Holler at your girl.
And you can find me at the Occasional Hoopers. We're here with the team. I'm so happy. Happy to have you guys listening. Hope you guys had a good time. Please tap in. Please let us know. We are the Occasional Hoopers, and we out.
T-O-H.
Peace.
T-O-H.
Bye, guys.